You're listening to the Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio podcast.
Yeah, we're here with Port's footy boss, Chris Davies. Chris, you got all four done. You must be wrapped.
Yeah, we're really pleased. As we said a week and a half ago now, I came in with four players in mind to get to the club and left it late, but got it done in the end.
You left it very late. Talk us through those negotiations for firstly to get Brandon Zirk-Thatcher, but also to send Xavier Duursma to Essendon.
Yeah, I mean, there was discussions over the last couple of days that really intensified in the last hour when both clubs realised that something needed to be done. So, look, the three fourth round picks, yeah, we got there in the end.
Is that what was tipped it over the edge in the NCD, those three picks? So
we,
picks
we 73. Really wanted those. Yeah,
I know. Pick 73 and two future fourth round picks.
That was what got it done in the end. Really, really pleased to have it done as well. Really wanted to protect our sixth round pick. Wrapped to get it done. Brandon obviously committed to the club early. We felt like we should get it done equally. We say goodbye to Xavier Duursma, who's done a good job with us as well. So just pleased that the outcome has been a positive one for both parties.
Phenomenal work by the team led by Jason Cripps. How important was getting the Ivan Soldo deal done first? So then you knew what you could play with. He was the one who was contracted.
Yeah, look, he was the one, as you say, that... we were probably most concerned about and realised that we would probably have to pay overs in order to get him out. And, as you say, Jason did a fantastic job, as did the rest of our crew. Pleased to have got that one done so that we knew exactly where we stood for the rest of the period with the other three players that we had in mind.
How have you been able to convince both ruckmen to come to your club? I know you've got a potential opening there, but typically players are looking for an obvious opportunity. To me, it looks like those guys will compete all summer and the ruckman that's in form will play. So how were you able to convince both to come and give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, I think for Jordan, it was more about getting back to Adelaide. He's obviously from South Australia, so yeah, he's been in a tough situation behind Tim English there at the Bulldogs. But Ivan, obviously we've got a number one ruck spot available, and so yeah, he's coming for that. No doubt Jordan will want to absolutely compete with him, and we think that's a good outcome for us to have.
And a big summer, because you've really identified some areas of need. You get a couple of key backs now. You were contending for a premiership this year, finished in the top four, so it's going to be an important summer for those guys to try and get acclimated as quick as possible so that you can kind of pick up exactly where you left off last season.
Yeah, look, we fell away at the end. There's no hiding that. And we realised towards the back end of the year that we really needed to address our ruck situation and also those key backs. So to have those four players coming in, four players who we think can really help us, but also you bring out the talent of our young midfield group as well. And we've already spoken to a couple of those tonight who are really, really ecstatic about where we've got to.
So you bring in four today, or this trade period, and two last year in Jason Horne-Francis and Willy Rioli. For six players coming in, only one's gone out. You must be wrapped at that as well. I mean, obviously, Xavier Duursma was contracted, a member of the club, but one out, six in is a great job.
Yeah, look, we definitely feel like we've upgraded our list through the last couple of trade periods. And as I say, all credit to Jason Cripps and our recruiting team for what they've been able to do. It's just a really good outcome to come into a trade period where, we had four players committed. A lot of people were questioning how we would get them done. We leave here tonight really pleased that we've got them all done.
Chris, thanks for stopping by tonight, but equally for your time you always give on Trade Radio.
No, good on you, mate.
Chris Davies there from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.